I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans and sports entertainment fans everywhere, hello and welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair, and what is up? Happy 23rd day of the month. It's National Puppy Day. Man, made me think of how our king is doing. Jerry Lawler, hope you're doing well, sir. And we're praying and pulling for you every day. So good stuff. Hey, we're gonna flip through and we're gonna see what everybody's talking about because that's what we do, right? We do our little walkabouts, we do our talkabouts, right? So again, welcome. And before we start and get kind of fun and start banging through, wanted to drop some statistics. JT and I have been doing this podcast for about 2 months now, and we've had so much fun, and I really got to tell you how much I appreciate the love. We're about to hit 6,000 follows on the podcast through the various streams, and I am so freaking humbled, and JT as well. We were just talking about this a little bit ago, and super, super freaking cool. So thank you to our nearly 6,000 worldwide followers from Bogota to Baton Rouge, from Pakistan to Pennsylvania, and everywhere in between. Really, really thankful. I'm a big Irish, background. We've got some maybe family in Dublin. We're hitting pretty hard in Dublin, so really appreciate that. Super freaking cool. Also, come check us out on Twitter. We get kind of funky, go back and forth with some of the wrestlers and some of the other podsters, if that's a thing, through our little snarky comments and stuff. And to the boys over at What Culture, thanks for playing along, especially Hamflet, being a little more entertaining. Got the real Al Snow going back and forth lately, which was has been a lot of fun. And congratulations to we have some new streaming options for wrestling fans out there. So kudos to all of that big news, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. So nice job. Also got to give a shout out to whoever did Orange Cassidy's makeup. Way to really put in the effort. So good stuff. But no, what's everybody talking about as we're flipping through the old Twitter machine? First and foremost, the only thing that I'm thinking of, amongst other things, I guess I shouldn't say only, but man, is Vikingo not a freaking animal? He totally rocked out. And when they read his stats, and I think he was either 161 or 168, his weight. Man, brother, Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you do. You should be so proud of what you did last night. And man, just straight up awesome match. So getting the props. He liked a few of the tweets. He's my new favorite wrestler. I'm going to be hitting him up here in a little bit, see if I can get some exclusive gear. And really, really freaking cool. So good job to Vikingo and, of course, Omega for getting it in, and freaking sleazeballs of the Blackpool Combat Club. Really, oh, man, so annoying. What else are we talking about besides AEW Rampage getting ready to pop off? That's going to be a good one. Going to have some cease and desist paperwork being dropped off to Taya Valkyrie. So Taya's been wrestling for probably 8, 9, 10 years. And Jade has been wrestling for 55 matches or whatever. And before that, she did, you know, a little bit of work. But if anybody should be ceasing and desist with the finisher, I think it's going to be her. But hey, I'm here for it. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know when the smart Mark showed back up. I thought he got banished or whatever the hell. But no, hey, so we're going to talk about that, because that's going to be some kind of play is going to be involved in that match. Not only is your title going to be on the line, but your finisher is going to be on the line. And I'm here for it, because I'm a big Taya fan. I've been following her for the last few years, even before she came to the WWE and they made a mockery out of, you know, what her character could have been over on the WWE. But hey, you know, that's what we're talking about. Also, hey, good news, good news, good news. Randy Orton looks to be heading back. Not sure what storyline he's going to jump into, but he's going to be back. So I am all about it. And, you know, let's just get after it. So super excited for him to be back, and really hope that he can go and be in a program here very shortly, because that is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, having had 3 back surgeries, he's got some miles on his body, regardless of his actual birth age. That physical age has got to, I don't want to say twice, but definitely, you know, like dog years, it's a couple of years, on your life for, you know, for all the matches he's gone through. So good job to him recuperating, getting back, from any back surgery, especially a fusion. You know, can't say it enough. So super excited too. Hall of Fame, more and more names are becoming apparent. And me being a big Jerry the King Lawler fan, seeing that Kaufman is going to be inducted. Unfortunately, I don't think Jerry is going to be the one inducting him. Still recovering from a massive stroke. So again, hopefully the King is getting better and we can, you know, see him back in the fold. Some form or fashion, however we get him, you know, it's just awesome to, you know, to be seeing him, you know, along and well. Also, can we talk about Penelope Ford being ringside? Super excited to see that after she took a hard shot about a month ago. She wasn't, she didn't look well, you know what I'm saying? So awesome to see her up in, arena. She looked great as she normally does. And, you know, very proud to have her, you know, very happy to have her back in the fold. Good news, Alexa Bliss. She had successful surgery to remove some cancer cells. So that is super, super awesome. Happy for her to get some good news, clear health, and, you know, best wishes to her. I'm not sure what the plan is and what her storyline is. So let's hope that, you know, she gets in a storyline that is not dark and spooky. But she can, you know, do something that can get her on the card. So, So good deal. Happy for her. You know, me being a big sports fan, we're talking about what's going on in the NFL. We've got players being signed. players being released, traded. I'm a Giants fan, so anything that can slow the roll of any NFC East team, I'm in for it. And just like I called it with when Zeke got released, I thought he was going to another NFC East team. And sure enough, the number one team that's in talks with him looks to be the Philadelphia Eagles. So he wants to wear number one. Not sure if that's going to be in the cards, but no, that's interesting. So we'll see what ends up coming up with that. So, you know, another thing that keeps coming up day after day after day, whether it's on Covalent, whether it's on Dave Meltzer, whether it's on whether it's straight from Dave or through the Wrestling Observer, John Ross Sapp, whoever. Now we're hearing Tony Khan talking about if Punk returns. Hey, we did it without him for 7+8 years, whatever. If he doesn't come back, so be it. But if he does come back, hopefully, you know, it won't be such a spectacle and, you know, we'll see what's good. How about another thing we're talking about is FT freaking R coming out and saying, if we can't beat you ass boys, we will leave. So WWE, is that right? So going back and forth with Hamflet on that one. So this is, that's super interesting. Whether we're going to see FTR in a WWE ring again, and if they break up those titles, be interesting to see, you know, and Dax and his tag team partner, they have the their title belts. They've got them displayed, and they've got a podcast being FTR and he's got them all displayed. So that'd be cool. Cause they're going to come out with a new design of the tag team titles. So that'll be super cool. So good for him. Hope it works out professionally. So if they wanted to take some time off, if they wanted to do the independence, or if they like that WWE schedule, we'll see what's good. So can we talk about Stokely Hathaway being a chicken shit heel and talking about how he isn't medically cleared, and my man had a receipt from a restaurant? Man, what a sleazeball. And then you got that work put on you, son. So good for him. Really, really good to see him get his comeuppance. Hopefully they'll repackage Hook, you know, young superstar athlete wrestler who has a ton of potential. Just need to tap into it, figure out what we're going to do with that character. Cause I, it's like, you know, let's also talk about, do we still have a Jericho problem? The character has been doing the same thing morning, noon, and night for too long. And we have to be seeing something new getting ready to come out. So we're going to keep talking about that, see what we can get figured out. And I think in the long run, we will see a different Jericho. He'll go away for a little while. Fozzie's getting ready to go on a tour. He'll come back repackaged just like a bright new shiny toy. And we'll go from there. How about Garcia catching himself saying, you know, I'm one of the greatest wrestlers, sports entertainers we got around here. Now Michael Cole, come on, baby. Adam Cole's going to be making his long-awaited return back in the ring. I am so stoked for that, to see him back in the ring, getting over the concussion issues and vertigo and not being sure if he's ever going to wrestle again. And now here he is getting ready to go one-on-one with Garcia. Going to be a great match. I think, I think Garcia will be able to get over, but not obviously, but I think Adam Cole will come out with the win, and they'll position him possibly to win that world title, or, you know, whatever is going to come out of those four pillars match. I'm there for that. Let's talk about that. That promo was freaking personal, was fire. and was something that keeps you interested in coming back, because they'll cut to a different angle, or they'll show MJF looking like he took a frying pan to the face after that match with Bryan Danielson. So I think that is fantastic. Great storytelling, awesome booking. You can do a tag team, you can do a three-way, you can do some kind of tornado match where all four of them are in. There can be some kind of...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some kind of match where Jungle Boy, Darby Allin have to go against each other, and then Guevara gets the winner of that match, and there's some kind of point system. I mean, it's limitless to what you're going to be able to do, and absolutely fantastic. So, that was awesome. I thought the tag team match last night was fantastic. With Freshly Squeezed and Darby Allin, great teamwork, super, super fun. And I think Orange Cassidy may have a future in this business. What do you think? Are we talking about that? Great title run as the international champion, and just absolutely fantastic. So, I got to double back, because I'm sitting here, I'm watching Twitter, and it's just ramping up, going and going and going. And General Booty over here talking about Vikingo, absolutely fantastic, 5, 6, 7 stars, whatever you want to give it. And although, Vikingo did go against Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay will win the match of the year. And, this would absolutely come in second place in that. Really, really fantastic. So congratulations to a great showing. And, great welcome to the main stage for Vikingo. I know he's been on the go for 4 or 5 years now, holding that title that Kenny Omega never lost. So, I mean, he's got an argument there. To say, well, I never lost that title, and let's go title versus title or whatever. I don't think that'll happen, because I don't know what the agreement is with AAA and New Japan, because Kenny's got that beautiful New Japan United States title. So something else that popped up over the last couple of days was the talk that Shinsuke Nakamura had been released from the WWE. That is not the case. He is still under contract with WWE. It was a one-off competition or a one-off opportunity that he was able to go wrestle in Japan. So yeah, don't wish for that release, because I think Shinsuke's got a bright. He's still got a few more years left with WWE. Hopefully he'll have a title run. Maybe repackage him now that he's away from Thick Rick. So Boogs over there with the WWE. So no, good stuff all around. So I think, something else that, we're all talking about is we're a day closer to WrestleMania. And I think we know what the night one main event is with Charlotte versus Rhea. I think that's going to be fantastic. I don't think they should have touched a couple weeks ago, but hey, you know, we'll talk about it. If you thought it was good storytelling, you think they were supposed to, it was fine, it worked, whatever. If that's your jam and you're okay with that, by all means, if that got you more or less invested in the match because, you know, they tussled and it was weird and you're like, well, what are they doing? Then, you know, you are less or more interested in the match than you were before. I think that it's going to be a fantastic match. I think it's going to blow our socks off. They're both fantastic athletes and I'm here for it. So night one, you're going to get the new women's world champion and Rhea Ripley. I think it's going to be awesome. What does that do for Judgment Day? Does that move them to Friday night? Or, you know, what's going to happen? Are they going to like quietly move the titles back and forth? I don't know. But I think that's going to be a freaking blast. You know, and then night, the main event, we're going to see Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. And I'm there for that too. You know, I think the storytelling has been fantastic with the Bloodline. I think it's been fantastic with the build. And, you know, proud Papa-esque moment with Cody bridging the gap between Sammy and Kevin Owens. And now we've got our world tag team titles being put up in WrestleMania. So that is going to be sick. I cannot wait to see that. We're going to be doing a recording party, have some people over here at Casa de Ellis with some brisket, some smoked mac and cheese, and I'll probably be doing this little bread dish thing that I do too with some smoked bread. So it's going to be awesome. We're going to see some fantastic competition over the two nights. And so there's your main events. Now, what are we talking about? What match is going to open night one? The first match of WrestleMania. There's a couple that I could really go for because you want the crowd to hit and you want them to hit fast and hard. And if you really wanted to mess with the mojo of Roman Reigns, you start with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Usos. You really get them going, really get the crowd popping. And now Roman's got to go a day and a half of, over 24 hours. Like, I can't believe you lost the titles. And now you're going to see something kind of weird with Solo, because why didn't Solo go help? Or where was Solo? Or, you know, oh, well, wise man, why did you tell Solo to stay with you when you should have been blah, blah, blah. So I'm there for it, and I'm going to be talking this match up. Is it the right match to open WrestleMania? I don't know. Do you want to open it with a Hell in the Cell match with Edge versus the Demon, Finn Balor? I don't know. I think it would be fun, a little anticlimactic, because you probably want that blow-off to be, you know, something spectacular, but we'll see what comes of it. You know, another good option is going to have to be Seth Rollins against Logan Paul. And, you know, how could you not, be down for that? Maybe you do the four-way tag team, either the men or the women's match. And, that I think would be a lot of fun and definitely get a lot of people talking about, the rest of WrestleMania. Especially when you have so many fantastic athletes in the competition. So, hey, you know, a lot of other talk here over on the Twitter machine is, this smart Mark Sterling talk, you know, this cease and desist move. And, Jade Cargill, is she at risk for losing her TBS title to Taya? Is she at risk for not only losing the match, but losing her finisher? Ooh, that would be a lot of fun. Also, let's talk about the Indy Hall of Fame. The Indy God, Matt Cardona, going to be getting put into the Indy Hall of Fame. They better hurry up because here's what I'm hearing.
Allegedly.
We are going to be seeing the Matt Cardona in the WWE. And I think it could be something along the lines of we see the death of Zack Ryder or the burial or some kind of something or other. And, you know, Matt Cardona is able to keep this just shy of Indy God. He would still have, you know, the similar gear. They'd have to be able to figure it out because you don't want him in WWE talking about being an Indy God, because that's not the play, right? So we're here for it. We're excited. We hope that we're going to be able to see a fantastic WrestleMania. We're going to have what, about 8 hours of professional wrestling. We're going to see the likes of Lita and Trish and Becky going against the team of Damage Control. You know, Bayley leading the way. Is that going to implode? Is that going to be something? Definitely something that I'm here for. I'm looking forward to. You know, MLW has got a fantastic situation going on with their card. Hammerstone, who's their champion, going against the real one. He was Enzo with the WWE. He's still floating around the wrestling world. I haven't seen too much from him, or I haven't heard him. You know, I haven't been on a lot of the shows that I normally am. I've been listening to a lot of new shows. So, you know, they haven't been talking about him that much. But, you know, he's going to be in the ring. He's going to be putting in that work. So good for him and good for MLW. I think it's fantastic. I think something else we need to be talking about is freaking Sting looked fantastic last night. I really like the no selling and how he kind of played that Orange Cassidy role where he rolled out of the way and did some other stuff, sort of Orange Cassidy-esque, the no selling, and then he did the lazy feet. I thought that was pretty classic. Definitely not mad at that. I really think that's pretty classic. So we'll see what comes of that. You know, we're going to see a lot of things coming to fruition between the, you know, Stand and Deliver. Is NXT going to be moving Carmelo Hayes or Bron Breakker over to the main roster, or, you know, who else is going to be going? Are you going to see, you know, is it just going to be status quo and it's going to be whatever? WrestleMania is going to go without a hook. You've got these dream matches that are being made with AEW, New Japan, and AEW is slowly working up to their big main event and pay-per-view, which is awesome that they do them quarterly and they're not like saturating the market. So I think that's fantastic. And is going to be so, so much fun. And, you know, I'm here for it. So let's keep talking. Let's see what everybody's up to. And, you know, realize that we are in a fantastic place in the wrestling world where if you're into an indie scene, that's alive and well. If you like the established sports entertainment, arguably better than it has been in many years since the Attitude Era, the much less scripted feel to it is fantastic. And I think it is something that, you know, me as a fan and my WWE brain, I'm here for it. I dig it. I like what Trip is doing, and the boys in the back, girls in the back, absolutely earning their paychecks, and they should be extremely proud of what they're doing and staying super consistent for, you know, for everything that they've got going on. Impact Wrestling is doing their best. I think they need to work on their TV deal and, you know, work on their distribution. And I think that'll go a long way. The New Japan, you can get that on United States TV, but you gotta check whichever cable provider you're with, because it's going to be one of those ones where you may have to grab it on demand because it's not going to be on the regular channel. For me, it's on Access, and it's like random days of the week and random times. So I just have it set to be able to record. I have it playing when I'm, you know, if I'm in the kitchen or, you know, doing whatever, and it'll just stop me. Like, the action in the ring is just fantastic. So I'm here for it. And I tell you what, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about wrestling. We're talking about sports. We're talking about food. We're talking about video games. We're talking about people getting pets, people dressing alligators up. Don't try this at home, kids. Really thought the show last night was fantastic, and we'll keep talking about the improvements in AEW. Great job to the referees. Great job to the competitors adhering to the rules. I think someone gave Excalibur some decaf, so he seemed to be a little bit chilled out. So good deal. So with that team, with that fam, I'm going to send you off with my usual. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And I'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool. And we'll see you next time on the No Shave Man Cave.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.